because first time it is going on there. Where Lalita or any gopi can live, cannot live. So how she can live? So seeing Radha and Krishna when they are meeting alone, seeing them is full of joy, extends joy, and he becomes like a stone at once. Understand? Excessive ananda is there, happiness is there. And in so much ananda, he becomes like a stone. Like in a faint a person like becomes. So he becomes like a stone. But even he has so much mood that Sakshani Dani Kele Rasanidhi Navajuno Sakshani Dani Kele Nutupanamala Vidhang Shyam Vedin Prakash Rasik Bharpulana. He has become a stone, like a stone, but he is Rasik Bharpulana. His top in the line of Rasik Bhar. He is giving scope to Radha and Krishna that, Radha and Krishna are knowing that anyone not here. Yeah. No male, no woman, not anyone is not here. And very, very, nishchint ho karke.
Just because he is not taking any personal form, so he is relieving Radha Krishna from this tension that no one is there.
Like anywhere, there is no one there. We can be naked there, no harm. In bathroom, shutting the doors, we may be naked, whether male or woman. Because none is there, but if walls, mirrors, and all their male or female, then what? You cannot be. So in this way, Bhagavan is posing that I am like a wall, like a stone. But he is a Rasik Bharapulana. He is saying, in the top first line, in a Rasik Bhar. Why? Because I come from the heart of Srimati Radhika. So Radhika is herself like Govardhan. He has created, manifested Giriraj Govardhan. So that so many pastimes of this. So Rasik Bharapulana Modama Sphalyaname. His very much a rashi, and now he is feeling so much ananda, mood. Mood means?
Happiness.
Happiness. Why happiness? But because my two conjugals are playing here. No.
Interest.
No lajja, shame,
without any.
Nothing. Like no. In Nishantalila, as you have heard. Anywhere. No cloth, it may be. Sometimes her hairs may be in Radhika.
Yeah.
And she is trying to
untie.
Then Krishna comes and unties. So many pastimes here in Govardhan. Because he is Sakshini. So Giriraj, hearing this prayer, told that, what benediction you want? You have prayed in me such a way that I am so much happy. I want to give you any benediction as you will want. Then he told, who is telling this? He is telling, if you are opportunity, if you are glad to me hearing this, and you are pleased, and you want to give a benediction, I want that how you are Rasik Barthulana, and how you enjoy the pastimes, very rare pastimes, and to realize, I want to have all these lila in my heart. So please, so that I will be witness for this, for others. So he is one thing. Very, very high class of meditation. Raghunath Das Goswami wants. So we should pray. We have studied not to pray. Raghunath Das Goswami has made a roti chapati for us. He has done, he has cooked, he has given makkan, bread, he has given ghee, butter, very tasteful, very sweet, very komal,
soft.
Some saints are there. So he has made us ready in his prayers. Now we can again repeat it, this rope, the moods of this, and by repeating, the rod will again be so happy, and we can have that meditation. What Raghunath Das Goswami has, this is called a Raga Rupa Anugraha. If you do like this. How we can follow Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami? What they have prayed, what they have, how they have practiced this bhajan in the guidance of Ragatmika. Huh? Especially Rupa Raghunath, always in the guidance of Ananga Manjari, Lalita Sakhi, Vishakha Sakhi, always. Repeat all these things, always repeating, chanting like that, having these modes, they can follow Rupa Raghunath. Rupa Raghunath Pade Jar Aas Rathana Kare Sada. So we can have it. Though it is very surlap,
rare,
very rare. And less, very, very rare, all these things. But we have come here. Govardhan is here. Today you have all the very biggest
Annakoot.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Siddhartha Virat Goswami has taken the name of 360 preparations. But today you have made very miracle. About 700 preparations were there. More than that. So having this, Giriraj Govardhan is so much satisfied, and he will tell. Especially, we made this prayer to him, then he'll be so much melted hearing these things. And he is eager to give all these things. But it is very hard. Big samasya.
Big problem.
To keep it. To digest all this. If anyone having worldly desires, they cannot digest it. So we should must pray him that he should take all this. Don't remember your homes, your children, your wealth and anything. Only here remember all these pastimes, everything which you are saying. And then you will have it perceived. Now I am coming to the point, one thing more. You know Brahma? ब्रह्मा को आप लोग जानते हैं, कृष्ण ने जब अगासुर को मारा, व्हेन कृष्ण अगासुर ए लाइट केम फ्रॉम हिज बॉडी एंड लेफ्ट इन द
डो
ऑफ कृष्ण एंड सीन दिस ही वंडर हाउ बी ए डेमन लाइक अगासुर and he has got salvation like Sarup Mukti. Now he wanted to see some other pastimes of Krishna. At once Yogamaya came and controlled this Brahma. Why? Krishna was thinking that, all the cows wants to that I should be their son. All the gopis who are mature gopis, they want that, I should have a Krishna as a son. We want to support and give our breast to him. There were so many gopis of little age, even they may be of 5, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years age. All they wanted that Krishna should be our husband, our beloved. So there have been so many reasons that Krishna wanted to fulfill their
desires.
How can he do? Just today, Brahma has told that I want to see some more
new pastimes
of Krishna. So he called Yogamaya. At once he came and she controlled Brahma. Now Brahma is not thinking, but who is thinking? Who is making thinking him?
Yogamaya.
So he thought, he was thinking that I am thinking. But really, he was not thinking, but
Yogamaya bound him think.
Yogamaya was inspiring in his heart. But I will see. How I will see the pastimes of so sweet Krishna? I will have to do some fun. I will have to anyhow steal the cow herd boys and
cows.
How I can do? When they are taking their
lunch,
at once Brahma took the cows and hidden in a cave. And when all the boys were going to search, he took all the boys and kept in another. And Krishna was searching them, searching here and there. At that time Krishna, his mouth was dry. He wasn't worried. Where my cows, where my friends have gone. And at once, what to do? He was looking here and there. Where my cops and friends have run? In the meantime, Brahma went to his Brahmalok. But when he was entering in Brahmalok, at once the doorkeeper told him, "Who are you?" He told, "I am Brahma, your master." The gatekeeper told, "You are not Brahma. My Brahma is here sitting on the chair in the council. Four-headed he is here." Brahma thought that, "Who is here? I am Brahma. I have four mouths, four-headed. Who has come here?" In the meantime, Krishna
manifested him as a Brahma. And he went there and he took his throne there. He told the gatekeeper, take him out of here, Brahmalo. He should not come. He is any cheater.
Imposter.
So get him out from here. Brahma had once returned and he saw with four heads. He saw.
Oh, he is there. Oh, my master Krishna is here. He is supreme of law. He is supreme personality of Godhead. He has done this. So at once he thought that I have done so much wrong and I have done offenses in the lotus feet of Krishna. At once he returned to Vrindavan. It took 1 year. In the meantime, what became here in Vrindavan? Gargacharya told, he ordered to all the gopis, this year is very auspicious. So any girl who is 1 year, 2 years, 4 years, 5 years, 12 years, any of them should be married this year. And Krishna became all the boys of Vrindavan. So all marriage was done by Krishna. But no one was knowing this, only Yog Maya. Understood what I told? In the sense of all the friends, all the sticks, all the kambal, all the peacocks, everything at that time was Krishna. So all the boys, cowherds boys, Krishna. So all were married to Krishna. Those who are also in home, they told that if civility girl and if anyone come in the shape of any boy in their home, then we will marry this also. So all were married by Krishna. So when Krishna did Ras, all beloveds were Krishna wife-like. So Krishna has done nothing wrong. To give this argument, Krishna has done like this. Also, for 1 year Krishna became all the cops of Braja. A special thing came. What a special thing? At first, all the gopis, mothers, they used to support, nourish and to love Krishna more than their own sons. But now what happened? Equally, their own sons were in caves and Krishna became their sons, and Krishna in his own shape was the son of Yashoda. So now both were same. So the love and affection for Krishna, the love and affection for their, was similar, not less or high. But at first they used to love their children not so much like Krishna. So this happened. One day, in the last day, when Brahma came here, all the gop boys, cowherds, were grazing cows on the hill of top of Govardhan Giriraj. And Krishna was with a cowherd, very little boy. He was grazing cows only. Very little, 1 year old cows. Krishna was in Madhuban with all the cows and cowherd boys. They saw here, the cows saw that, oh, 1 year old, our cows are here. All the cows newly born, they were with them on the top of hill.
with them. But they saw 1 year old cob and began to run towards that old cobs. Cows want to love more who are newly born. They can forget the old one. But here became a strange opposite. Devil at once attracted to old one and began to run and gallop. All the cowherd persons, like fathers of the boys, they wanted to check them with their sticks, so big, big sticks, bamboo sticks. But now the cows are running so fast that they could not do. They became so angry. Especially they became angry to the boys who were playing on flutes, and cows were attracted. So they became so angry and they wanted to go there and to chastise and beat their boys, their sons. Cows went there so quickly there and they began to give milk to their old calves and they began to chatane lagi. As if they will take them in their heart. One day Prabhu was there at the. He was thinking, what is the matter now? The cows getting up old, newborn calves, and they are now coming to attracted to their old one sons. And also I have marked. Now today I have seen that all the gopis, they are not loving them. They are equally love and affection for both Krishna and their son. But at first I have remarked that they love more Krishna than their own son. But how? I am seeing all this. If they can, by his Yogmaya. Oh, it cannot be any demon's Maya. It cannot be of any ghost. Because anyone cannot humko mukta nahi kar sakta. So, whose Maya is here? Why it is going on so? So he was thinking, at last, Krishna began to smile something. Oh, I knew today. Malli, your mother's milk was not sufficient for you. So you used to go to take lakhs and lakhs mother. And all the cups, oh, you are all the cups now. Where they are, old one. Taking the milk off of lakhs and lakhs gopis, mothers, your stomach is not fulfilled yet. So you have become the son and calf of all the cows. How is strange? How you become my dad? Krishna smiled. Oh, it is your Yogmaya that you have done. You wanted to fulfill the desire of all the cows, of all the mothers, of all the ladies, girls who wanted to marry you. And so many, you wanted to fulfill the desire of Brahma to show him so beautiful pastimes. Now why? Anyone cannot reveal that. So now, in the meantime, Brahma came and Krishna brought all the cops and all his cowherds, and he became alone. Brahma began to apologize and he read so many poetries in his honor. He told one thing at last. Tadaburi bhagyamiha jan himap atapyam Devi, Katamang Rajo Visheka, Jaji Mitang, Bhagavan Kapi. He, in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th, 14th Adhyaya. I want to take the bus just off. All the gopis here, or anyone of Vrindavan, Tadapuri Bhakyamiha. If I will be anyone in Vrindavan, and I will touch the dust of your dust or any Brajavasi, then I will be so lucky, so much fortunate. Krishna told, what service you have done? I am a son of Gop. I am not so pure. I take the remains of all the boys. I take something, but never wash my hands and mouth, you know. I do like that. I am not pure. I am impure always. So why you are paying me? Oh, now I have known you. You are the supreme personality of Godhead. So now you cannot cheat me. Please be mercy on me. Bestow your mercy on me. I want to be anything, any creeper, any grass, any tree, even a stone, not even in Vrindavan, if in Gokul. You know stones, how they can use? If there is a sweeper and he has shipped everywhere and she has returned to her home, she wants to wash her feet. So giving some water and keeping rubbing on the stone. I want to be very strong. Understand?
Yeah.
What I told Ram?
Maharaj is saying that Brahma said that ultimately, please make me that stone which, after cleaning everything, every stool and of the brush, when a sweeper goes to her house and wants to clean her feet, she uses that stone to clean her feet, to rub on it. So, had I been that, I become that stone.
Now, understanding?
But first, 8 minutes. This is mantra. तो कृष्ण ब्रह्मा जी कह रहे हैं, मैं आपके चरण धूलि लेने के लिए, ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूलि के लिए, मैं पेड़ पौधा गुल्म एक खास लेना चाहता हूं जो ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूलि मिल जाए, कहीं भी हमारा जन्म हो जाए, ब्रजवासियों की चरण धूलि चाहता हूं। यदि इतना मैंने सौभाग्य नहीं किया तो कहीं भी एक पत्थर होकर टुकड़ा होकर के भी आ जाऊं, जहां पर की ब्रज की गोपियों की मैला टट्टी साफ करने वाली जमादारनी भी टट्टी कमा करके आए, अपवित्र भी, और हमारे ऊपर में पैर रख करके और पानी दे करके रगड़े, तो मैं ऐसा पत्थर भी होना चाहता हूं यदि मेरा यह परम सौभाग्य होगा। इसलिए वृंदावन में मनुष्य की पतंग घास पत्थर कोई भी हो जाए, और ब्रजवासी चरण, ब्रजवासी मैंने कौन, ब्रजवासी हैं कौन, जसोदा मैया हैं, गोप गोपी हैं, रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी इत्यादि ब्रजवासी, इन लोगों की चरण की धूलि यदि मिल जाए तो हमारा जीवन कोटि कोटि जन्मों के लिए सफल हो जाएगा। बड़े बड़े राजा महाराजा, रूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, बड़े बड़े और भी राजा महाराजा, ये लोग भी इन गोपियों की चरण की धूलि बनने लेने के लिए ललचते हैं। हमारे अभी पहले राष्ट्रपति थे राजेंद्र बाबू बिहार के ही, जब वो आते थे गोवर्धन में तो सब ब्राह्मणों के चरण की धूलि, भक्तों की चरण धूलि लेते, यहाँ की चरण धूलि लेकर के अपने चारों तरफ में लगाते थे। मैं जवाहरलाल नेहरू ने कहा था, पंडित जी आप क्या कर रहे, ये हमारे राष्ट्र की मर्यादा आप नष्ट कर रहे हैं, एक राष्ट्रपति हो करके भी, और आप जो पढ़े लिखे नहीं है इनके चरण धूलि ले रहे हैं, यहाँ की धूलि लगा रहे हैं, ये तो ये गरिमा की बात नहीं है। राष्ट्रपति
प्रजापति ने कहा जब पहले मैं भारतीय हिंदू और मैं अपनी धार्मिक भावनाओं को लेकर के चलता हूँ, यदि आपको अच्छा नहीं लगता है तो मैं आज ही ज्ञान दे देता हूँ, किंतु अपनी धार्मिक तिथियों को मैं नहीं छोड़ सकता। हिटोल और राष्ट्रपति, फर्स्ट राष्ट्रपति ऑफ इंडिया हिटोल, ही केम हियर इन वृंदावन एवरीवेयर, ही यूज्ड टू टेक द डस्ट फिट डस्ट ऑफ वैष्णवा ऑल्सो हियर एंड देयर। और प्रधानमंत्री प्राइम मिनिस्टर टोल्ड हिम दैट ओह यू आर डूइंग रॉन्ग बिकॉज बीइंग ए राष्ट्रपति एंड यू आर डूइंग सो मच थिंग्स, ही टोल्ड दैट आई एम गोइंग टू रिजाइन जस्ट नाउ टुडे, आई डोंट वांट टू बी राष्ट्रपति, इफ आई कैनॉट हैव फुलफिल माई मोड्स द फीट डस्ट ऑफ वैष्णवास द फीट डस्ट ऑफ दिस गोवर्धन देन आई डोंट वांट टू बी राष्ट्रपति आर्य। ऐसे ऐसे सब लोग थे, हम लोग भी ऐसा ही होना चाहिए। भगवान के प्रति भक्ति नहीं है तो मनुष्य मनुष्य नहीं होते। इफ एनीवन नॉट डूइंग भजन, नॉट नोइंग ऑल दीज थिंग, नॉट डूइंग परिक्रमा, ही हैज नो टेस्ट नथिंग, धर्म ही नहीं ना वसुवी समाना, ऑल शास्त्र अवर है। सो वी शुड बी वेरी पंक्चुअल टू डू सर्विस ऑफ कृष्ण एंड टू डू भजन। गौर प्रमाद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा।